okay, let's begin the Gemara. We start on Vav and Beis from the two dots, okay? Gemara says, Shein la sholosh tfonos. Nishta said in Dat Bezim and Aleph that one of the dinim was, after it said over two dinim, that a sukkah lamalim yeshimam was a machleish rebuta the chumah and kosher apostle. Second din was that it had to be 10 tefachim high. And the third din was that a mishta said that a sukkah had to be 3 tefanos. If it wasn't 3 tefanos, it was not ksherim. Okay? So the Gemara says, and by the two dots, shein la sholosh tefanos. Let's see. Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, and Gemara quotes a brisa. Shtaim kilchasan. The two what? Two sukkahs kilchasa. You need to have two sukkahs. You need to have two walls. Afilu tefach, even a tefach. Reb Shimon Omer, sholosh kilchasa v'riis afilu tefach. Reb Shimon says you need three walls. And the fourth is good, even if it's a what? Even if it's a tefach. Okay? So that's the machlokes tanoim between. Mishnah said you need to have three walls. Well, how much does it mean? So the Chachamim say you need two and a what? Two and a tefach. Reb Shimon says you need three and a tefach. That's a machlokes, okay? All right, let's see the Gemara. Donnie, read the Gemara for B'mai Kamafligi. Let's see inside, okay? Let's go, guys. Okay, B'mai Kamafligi. Let's focus. B'mai Kamafligi. We just read the Gemara. Machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. B'mai Kamafligi. You read the Gemara, Donnie, as you'll do the when we get up to the Tyson. Let's go. You got the Gemara? Donnie, let's go. But my Kamaflik, what's a Machlekes? Rabbana and Savre, okay? Let's see, Vavim and Beis, okay? Everyone agrees you need to have three walls. Is it three and a tefach? Or like a Shimon, or is it two and a tefach like the Chachamim? So what's a Kudus of Machlekes? As the Gemara always asks, but my Kamaflik, what's in the Kudus of Machlekes? Go ahead. Excellent. This is, yes, the Rabbana hold what? Wait, before we go right, let's just get Rabbana Yashem Lemesaurus, Shimon Hold Yashem Lemekra. Let's introduce what this means, okay? Let's get this down. Rashi writes, go ahead, Donnie, Yashem Lemesaurus. Okay, Yesh Eim L'Mesora means the way it is written. The way it is written. Like Rashi HaKodesh is Mazbeh beautifully. It's the way that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down in the Sefer Torah Yisrael. That is the definition of Yesh Eim L'Mesora. Yesh Eim L'Mikra means how is it read in the Torah, in Kriyas HaTorah and Shul. And the Tshuvas Arif has a very beautiful chiddush I want you to get. We know that every morning we say the Yigim Midos, and there's something called a Binyan Av. What is a Binyan Av? You take one din, and you expand it to everywhere else. It uses the word Av. When it comes to Yesh Eim L'Mikra, Yesh Eim L'Mesora, it uses the word Eim, a mother. Why is it different? The Rif in the Tshuvas gives an answer. The Rif wrote Tshuvas too as well. The Rif lived the year 1000 in Fez, Morocco. The great Gon, the Rif, the Hele Gerish and the Rif. And the Rif says as follows, as a Meir Dikab Shad. He says, the Lashon of Binyan Av is when you take something and you learn it out, Lakola Torah Kula. I'll give you an example. Abun Didam. The Gemara has a Mesecha Shabbos on Dafkav Bezim and Alf. You know, there's a general din of Bizui Mitzvahs. You're never supposed to embarrass Mitzvahs. Have you ever heard of the mitzvah of Kisu Adam? On a bird and a chaya, you're supposed to cover the blood with dirt. Are you allowed to kick the dirt on the blood? No. It's a bizoyon. Are you allowed to count money by the Neiris Chanukah? No, it's a bizoyon. How do we learn out this principle, Jacob, of bizoyon and mitzvahs? From Dam, from Kisu Adam. And the Gemara's lush is Abuhun Didam. The father of the notion of Bizayon Mitzvah is blood, Kisu Adam. But whenever you use something as a model, teach other things, what word do you use? You use father. But when you use the din of a mother, when is a mother used? Al pi din? A mother is used when you're not learning anything from it. L'dvarim acher. It's just to say what we're relying on. Are you relying on the way it's phonetically read, or are you relying on the way it's written? That's called aim. Because the Kriya in the Mesorah is not a Lashon Zachar, it's a Lashon Nekeva. And therefore what mandates me to read it phonetically and say that's the Iker, that's I rely on Yesh Aim, L'Mesorah or Yesh Aim L'Mikra. It's what I'm relying on. You use the word Av when it teaches other things. When you're what? When you're relying on something that's kind of like holds something in utero, what I'm relying on. The womb holds the ubar. Then we use the expression aim. And therefore, says the Rif, we don't say yesh av l'mesorah, yesh av l'mikra. We say yesh aim l'mikra, yesh aim l'mesorah. That's what the Tshuva Zarif says beautifully. Jacob, you got me? That's the din. Av is when it teaches other things, Donnie. Aim is when it says you have a certain din, you're relying on a certain what? Certain way of learning. And therefore I say, yesh aim l'mikra, yesh aim l'mesorah. And that's the Chiddush that the Tshuva Zarif uses this expression. Okay? So we have to get to the Yerayim, but beforehand, let's plug in slow the Machloikis and the Gemara, because there are going to be four approaches. Okay, number one. Go ahead, Donnie. What's the first approach? Rabbanan Savre. You look in the Chumash. What does it say in the Chumash in Parsha Zemor? There's two psukim. It says it on the side here in your Gemara. It says, Basukos Chaser Vav. Then it says the last word in the Pasuk, Chaser Vav. And then the very next Pasuk says, Basukot. Now I want you to know, so you know everything clear, that third Basukot, there's a Vav only at the end of the word. Theoretically, it should be two Vavs. It should be two Vavs. You understand what I'm saying? Basukot. If you really want to completely mole out of Sof, Ariel, you got me on the Gemara? You got the Gemara on that? Oh, here, take this Gemara. Come on, let's go. Okay, let's go. Only if you're taking notes on there. If it's a distraction, we get rid of it. Okay? I always stress that. Okay? So I just want you to know, when we say Yesh what? When we say Yesh Aim L'Mikra, what does it mean? It means the first two are what? First two are really the Masorah without the Vav. The last one has a Vav, but the Vav's only at the end. It's not a double Vav. It's not a double Vav. You follow what I mean? It's not a double Vav. Okay? So if you hold like the Rabbanan, who hold Yesh Eim L'Masorah, how much do you have? You have four. Why? Higher mathematics. Even I can figure that out. Because you got 1-1-2, right? It's not a zone in basketball, right? Because there's only 40, you need five players, right? So it's 1 plus 1 plus 2 is what? Is 4, right? So you got what? 4 sukkos. Go ahead. Dao what? Dao chadla what? One is needed to introduce the topic. Like Izzy asked me in Seder, you got to know what's talking about a smith of sukkah. So one is used up to introduce the topic of sukkah. No doubt. That's what it's definitely saying. Go ahead. What'd you say? You're left with three. Pashu means get everywhere. We don't skip it. We translate it. We don't fumfer around. What's pashu? Left. What's left over? Pashu plus you're left with three. So go ahead. Shtayim. Excellent. So two are kalacha full mechitza. And the third one, in the way Rav Shechter, Shlita, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Yetesim and Aleph, Chayev Odin Lahagid Lashon Rabbo. You're supposed to say it over the way your Rebbe says it. The way he translates this is that the Halacha L'Moshe Mishnah chisels it down. It's a beautiful language. It's a beautiful Lashon because it's like a chainsaw on the ice. You know, you're chiseling it. You got a full third Mechitza and the Halacha L'Moshe chisels it down to a Tefach. It's like you take out the hand, you know, the hacksaw or whatever, the electric one, and it chisels it down. So really it should be three and it's diminished to a two and a Tefach. Excellent. Very, very good. That's the Lashon that I want you to get. Okay? That's the Lashon we want you to get. That's according to the Chachamim. Go ahead now, Rav Shimon. It's interesting to me, you know, it never puts in that Vav. You know what I mean? You know, theoretically, if it was Mali, you'd have two Vavs, but it's understood. So Lamaisa, it's what? 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 6. Go ahead. Harikan Shesh, no period. Read it good. Excellent. Take away one for what for itself, which introduces the topic of the mitzvah of sukkah. And then you're left with what? You're left with, so it's, if you take away one, that's one was, every word was counted as two. So you're down to four. Shalosh kehilchason, go ahead. Excellent. So the halacha l'moshe m'sina chisels it down from four to be three in a tefach. There you have it, Reb Shimon Shita. So it's a straight up machlekes the old yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemesora. We should have said yeshem lemesora, yeshem lemikra, chamsa yeshem lemesora. Reb Shimon says yeshem lemikra. Okay. Now I want to say over to you, okay, before we get to the second lashon, okay, I want to say over to you the Yerayim. The Yerayim is another Rishon, okay? We actually had him. Do you guys remember where we had the Yerayim? Yerayim is Yud Resh Aleph Yud Mem, okay? Where do we have the Yerayim? Tosfos Yeshanim. Excellent. Is that what you're saying, Avram? Okay, I'll say that's what you said so I can tell your father, you know, that you can't, you know, it's good. But very good, David. The Tosfos Yeshanim quoted the Yerayim. Yes, Fashina, correct. Very good. So the Sefer Yerayim has a very interesting take, but I want you to get it, because not many of the Rishonim speak about this Machlekes. And he writes like this. It's in Siman Kuf Tet Zayin. In the old Defus, it's Resh Pehe. There's an older version of the Yerayim, and there's a newer version. So in the older one, it's Resh Pehe. In the new one, it's Kuf Tet Zayin. He says like this. He says, let's go with the Chachamim's approach first. What does Yesh Eim L'Mesorah mean? It means that in order to write Lashon Rabbim, the Torah really should have written Basukot with two Vavs. Mole, by all three words. And since it wrote it Chaser, it's a Kavana to one wall. And the reason why we read it B'Lashon Rabbim, even though it's Chaser, is because it's referring to Sukkos D'Alma. It's referring to David Hirsch's sukkah. It's referring to Yonason's sukkah. It's referring to Izzy's sukkah. It's referring to Marty. It's referring to David. It's referring to Donnie, Avram, Jacobs, Yosef, Ariel. Again, meaning what the Torah is writing, Yesh Eim L'Mesorah means as follows. When the Torah was writing the Lashon Rabbim, it should have written in the Lashon Rabbim, but it didn't. By the fact it didn't, it was trying to give us a message that it means only one wall. So why do we read it in the Lashon of what? Why do we read it in the Lashon of what? Of Rabbim, right? Because it's referring to every individual Jew's sukkah. That's the way the Chum's approach to Yesh Eim L'Mesorah. That's why we read it B'Lashon Rabbim. It's read B'Lashon Rabbim. Aye, but you're a Yesh Eim L'Mesorah man. The reason why it happens to turn out to be a Lashon Rabbim is because we're referring to all the different Jews' sukkahs. But in essence, it should have written it in B'Lashon Rabbim. The fact that it didn't is signifying a message. Jacob, you got me? I'll say it over again. Let's get it again. The Chum Dani, get it down. The Chum's approach of Yesh Eim L'Mesorah means what? We look at the way it's written. And if it was written below, if you want to convey a Lashon Rabbim, it should have written double Vavs. The fact that it wrote a Chaser without the Vavs shows me it's trying to tell me only one Dauphin. It's significant, that change. So why do we have it in a Lashon that you read it, that it sounds like a Lashon Rabbim? Because we're referring to all the different Jews in the world sukkah. That's the Chacham. Comes along Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon says, I beg to differ. Comes along Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon says, I hold Yesh Eim L'Mikra, which means what? That the Lashon Rabbim could be written in a Lashon that it's written Malay, and also when it's written Lashon Chaser as well. It's not a Pella that it's written Lashon Chaser. Because there is no way, it's bizarre to say that the Torah is referring to David Sukkah, Marty Sukkah. We're going to have to do the whole list, right? It's very bizarre to say that. That the Torah is referring to every different Jew's Sukkah. There's no way behind that. And therefore the Torah wrote it in a way, there's no Pella. It doesn't make a difference the way it was written. All we care about is what? Is to write it the way the Kriya is B'Lashon Rabbim. It comes to teach us a message that there are multiple numbers of walls. And the way that it's written is the Iker. The way that it is read is the Iker. Yes, Yesh Eim L'Mikra. It could be written in Lashon Rabbim, it could be written in Lashon Wad Chaser. It doesn't make a difference to me. The Iker is what?
Nirkar is the Kriya. And the Kriya is Belosh Rabin. That tells me a number of what? A number of multiple defunos. That's the take of what? That's the take of the Urayim. And that's the take in what? The Shita of who? The Shita of Reb Shimon. Correct. Basically what it breaks down to being, guys, is that will the Torah, when it's discussing a Lashon Rabin, will the Torah have in mind different Jews? According to the Chumim, yes. According to Reb Shimon, not. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, the Lashon Rabin is telling me, the way it's read is telling me multiple numbers of what, and don't bother me by the fact it's what it's written chas, it doesn't make a difference. That's the sheet of Reb Shimon. Chum say, no way. Chum say, it's very significant that it was written chaser. If you wanted to teach me Lashon Rabin, it should have what said it in Lashon Rabin. The fact that it taught me chaser signifies only one wall. Aye, why does it say it in Lashon Kriya? Because it's talking about different Jews' sukkahs. Yes, Marty, go ahead. He's being masked for both sheets. Let's say it again, one more time, okay? He's plugging in Reb Shimon and the Chacham. Let's start with the Chacham. What do the Chacham say? Chacham say, Yesh Eim L'mikur. What does that mean? It means if you want to convey a Lashon Rabin, that it's multiple, right? What should the Torah have written? Sukkot with Vavs, Mole. Yes? The fact that it wrote it chaser is significant. And it tells me what? What does it tell me? That I only have one wall. One Sukkot without a vav. Sukkot without a vav. The last word had it with a vav. But the first two without it. It's significant. So you'll ask me, according to the Rabbanan's theory, so why does it sound plural? When you read the Torah in the shul, it sounds plural. Sukkot, Sukkot, Sukkot. You know why? Because it was referring to different Jews' sukkahs. That's why. Plain and simple. Because that is what Yeshem L'Masorah is. Yesh, no. Let's do it. No, we're going with according to the Rabbanan. What does Yeshem L'Masorah mean? Yeshem L'Masorah means you look at how it's written, right? But you start from a point that if you want to express a Lashon Rabin, if you want to express a Lashon Rabin, what the way it should be written is what? In a Rabin written Lashon. Sukkot, Sukkot, Sukkot. With multiple vavs. Again, Marty, start again. What are you trying to express here?
I understand. I just want to know which one it's called.
Again, we're going within the Chachamim. He explains the Yireim is a Rishon. There's a Machlekes Tanaim. You have Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. So the Rishon has to explain both Shitas. So we have to plug in both. So we're starting with the Rabbanan that says Yesh Eim L'Masorah. Yesh Eim L'Masorah is you look the way it's what? To look the way it's written. Yes? But if I want to express Lashon Rabin, it should have been written Sukkos, 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 right? Multiple Vavs. Yes? It wasn't written that way. The first two are not written with a Vav. That's significant because it shows me it's only one wall. You got me? But you have to ask one more Nakuda. If you're an Yeshem L'Masorah man, why does it sound like it's plural when you read it in Shul? I'm a Yeshem L'Masorah man. And if it's written, what, in a singular way, shouldn't the sound convey that singular concept? But it doesn't. The sound that you read it in shul is a Lashon what? Rabin. Sukkot, Sukkot, Sukkot. You got me? That's difficult. The answer is it's not difficult. Because the Torah was speaking to individual Jews' sukkahs. Everyone in the room sukkah. That's why it sounds in shul like a Lashon Rabin. But in essence, the Ikar is the way it's written. And since it was written in a chaser fashion, it tells me one number. That's all the Chachamim. We didn't get up to Reb Shimon yet. That's all the Chachamim. You got it? You got it 100%? Okay. David, you got it? Very critical. Take one. I'm glad he asked me. I don't care how many times. I mean, we got to go Vayter and Shir, but in Seder, I would explain it to 50 times if I need to. Okay. So we get it 100%. I'm glad he asked me that. That's the Rabbanan. 1 second, Alvin. Okay? Let's plug in Reb Shimon now. What is Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon holds what? Yesh Eim L'Mikra, which means what? You look at the way it's read in the Torah, not the way it's written. So he says, I don't care the way it's written. It could be written chaser from today until tomorrow. The Ikar is what? The way it sounds in shul. But maybe it sounds in shul that way to tell me that all different Jews are chayav. Come on, says Reb Shimon. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means when he said that in the Torah. He didn't mean every Jewish guy. That's not what he meant. He didn't mean that at all. He meant that the way it sounds in shul is the way it should be what? Is the way you should build your sukkah. Meaning multiple walls. Done. Six walls. I mean, six words. We cut it down to four and then chisel it down. You got me? Marty Klor? That's the crux. I'm glad you asked me that. Ask me again. Marty, good law, but you should love it. You follow me? That's the anchor. The crux is basically what I said. Would HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak in that way? Everyone person sukkah. Rav Shimon says, come on, no way. The Rabbanim said, yes way. And the fact that it's written differently, I'm in the Yeshayim L'Mesorah Men, is significant. Aye, but it sounds a little different. It sounds a little different because the Shimon's talking to all the different Jews. David, you got a chlor? That is the Urayim. I think we only had one Urayim so far, the one by the Tej Yishon so far this year. Okay? He elucidates it. He crystallizes it. Okay? Crystallize it, Yonatan. Okay? You're right. I would say the Chiddush is more in the Rabbanah, but he crystallizes it for us. For Rav Shimon. I never would have said that in the Rabbanah, the way he says it nicely, beautifully. Just simply, as opposed to just saying, you know, do you look at the way it's written? Do you look at the way it's read? And just go Vayter. He's elaborating on it. You know, each person should have to, you know, each person, I'm glad he asked me that as well. Each person should ask themselves, why are you Chachamim? Why you come here, Yeshayim L'Mesorah Men? Why do you ignore how it sounds in Shul? He's Masber that. You follow me? That's the gift the Urayim gave us. He lived in the 1200s. That's the gift that he gave us. That's how you think like a Lamdin. Okay, you read up the Gemara very quickly. You look at the written form, you look at the way it's read. It's more than that. You got to ask yourself, Donnie, why if you're a Yeshayim L'Mikra Man, do I not like Yeshayim L'Mesorah? And why if I'm a Yeshayim L'Mesorah Man, do I not like Yeshayim L'Mikra? Because you have to look at the significance of the sound the way we lay in shul. And that the Urayim takes care of. You follow me? Both for Rabban and Rav Shimon. Marty, you got me? Very good. Excellent. Yes, Avram, go ahead. You've been patient. I have to tell your dad you're patient now, too. You've developed the patience. Yeah, go ahead.
According to Rabbi Eliezer,
yes.
Yes. Why did it say, can you ask me for a shakti?
Why should it said Hashem? Hashem said, "I put you in the pillar of clouds."
Yeah, that's just one encampment of the clouds, not Kibas code, not
multiple. What do you mean? How you plug that in with every Jew sukkah? You mean?
No. Why is the word plural if it's just talking about one?
I guess you could say that Hashem guided all the Klai Yisrael. There was like a cloud for every yid, you could say. I don't know if you have to plug in this machlaikis between the machlaikis of Lazar and Akiva. Okay, I'm just saying you could read it as, just like I said, multiple Jews sukkahs. That might depend on how you say booth or how you say Ananiah Kovod. So we'll view it as like every yid had like Ananiah Kovod. They're like we were being led, so we view it as if each guy had a cloud. Okay? It's a good horror. That's what I think you got to say. Okay? All right, very good. Excellent now. So we got this Donnie Klor. You got this Machlekes Urayim. Okay. That's how he's mazmer the Machlekes. Okay. So we have the first approach in the Gemara. We got it? Jacob, straight up Machlekes. Yeshayim L'Mikra, Yeshayim L'Mesorah. Let's go. We got three others to go. Let's go. V'Bai Yeshayimah. V'Bai Yeshayimah.
T'Kuli Amma Yeshayim L'Mikra.
So what does he say here? He says here an amazing chiddush. What's the chiddush here that he wants to bring out? Okay. What's the chiddush he wants to bring out? Everyone holds Yeshayim L'Mikra. Yes?
Yeah.
But what's the machloikis? Do you need one for schach? Or do you not one for schach? So let's plug it in. What do you say? You tell me, Donnie. Who holds what? So you need one for introducing. Everyone holds Yeshayim because you have six. But one is used up for introducing, yes? So you're down to four already. Yes?
Yeah.
And if you require Schach Boy Cross, that means that counts as only one. We're going to see why. But it counts as only one. This is a very interesting line in the Gemara. Up till now, when I first read the Gemara, I would have said it counted for two. Does not. It only counts for one. You got that? So therefore, you're down to how much? You're down to three. And then the Halacha Moshe chisels it down to what? Two and a tefach. Yes? So the first Mar Sover is who? The Chachamim. Who's the second Mar Sover? Reb Shimon, because Yitzchak does not need a pasuk. Yes? Why not? So Yitzchak doesn't need a pasuk. What are you left with? Four? Three chiseled down and three in a tefillah. Excellent. Now get this down. I was very bothered by this for many, many years. I thought when you say Yitzchak HaBoy Kral, let it, one sukkah be used up. No. Here we cut it in half, we only use it as one. Jacob, you follow what I'm saying? What's that all about? Well, let's see. Why do we cut it up? So the Chedush Yaron asks our kasha. See, this sugya Yeshem Lemik Yeshem Masorah is mentioned in a few places in Shas. It's mentioned here in Sukkah. It's mentioned in Sanhedrin. There's a few places in Shas. It's mentioned in Kedushin. And when you know Bezer Shem, you guys will know Shas. When you hear, when a topic is given to you, you'll be able to say, oh, Sukkah Daf Dalet, Sanhedrin Daf Dalet, right? Kedusha Daf Ilches. Right? I want you to be able to know that when you know Shas. So a lot of times there'll be Rishonim on those different Gemaras, which are not on this Gemara, which you have to what take into account. So the Chiddush Yaron is not here, but it's in Sanhedrin. And he asks our Kasha. Says the Chiddush Yaron, Dibre Maskev Rabbonon, the Chiddush Yaron, it's a separate Sefer in Sanhedrin. Chiddush Yaron. It's a separate sefer. In the back on the riff in Sanhedrin Duma Yosef, Chiddush Yaron is a separate sefer. So he writes like this, and also the Maharam as well also says like this. He says, I want you to know something. Please get this down. If you take one sukkah as introducing, you're down to four. If you take another sukkah as for schach, then you're down to what? You're down to two. No one says what? That less than two do you have. So says the Chiddush Yaron, you have no choice but to what? You have no choice but to say, you need to have two defunos. And how do you know that? So you have to say that the schach is counted with one number with the defunos. And he says, how could that be? One second, Yonatan. How could that be? Because in a sense, schach is a horizontal mechitza. That's what he wants to say. You could say, one sec, Yonatan, let's just get this. He wants to say a schach on one level is a horizontal mechitza, which it is. Says the Chiddush Yaron. So therefore what? You used one up for introduction to the topic, and you basically are using the what? The second one, not as fully schach, but it's counted as what? As a dolphin. Why is it counted as one dolphin? Because if you schach as a horizontal mechitza, I jumped out of my seat when I saw this. And therefore, he says, we do what? We are able to count it. And therefore, Lamaisa, that second, first word introduces the topic. The second word teaches me what? One dolphin plus the schach. Because it's really one thing. That's what he wants to say. You view the schach as a horizontal wall. Fascinating. That's what the Chiddush Yaron says. Beautiful formulation. Marty, you got me? Beautiful pshat. But the Ritva here says a little different. We'll get to Yonatan. The Ritva says a little bit different. In the first Vibayasim Arishon, the first Vibayasim is the first one Arishon, he says, I don't think the schach, I don't like the svar of the schach being a horizontal wall. But rather, from that same pasuk that we learn schach, you can also learn what? You can also learn Lamaisa, the din of Tfanos as well. Because if it's just schach, then the Torah should have written what? Should have written basukot, right? Should have said basukot. Why did it say basukot with the what? With the vavs, right? With the vavs at the end. It's ordered to be darish, this pasuk gambled the funnels. Even though that was the last word though. Even though that was the last word on the list. Okay, I want you to get this ritva again.
Well, we're talking about Yeshem HaMikra, where each word.
Okay, you're right. So you're right, Avram, but I'm just saying it's the one on the list is the last one in the Chumash is Mole, not with two vavs, but with the one vav. So again, what the Ritva is saying is that we have six basukot, Yeshem LeMikra. One's used up to introduce, one's used up for schach, but only one of them. Only one of them. What's going on? So he says, because it's counted, says the Ron, it's counted as what? As a dolphin, because it's horizontal. It's a horizontal wall. The Ritva says, no. The fact that the Torah writes, basukot, basukot, and that's what it says. says Basukot in the last one, it's coming to tell me what? Not just Schach, but also what? Also Tfonos as well. But I'm stressing to you, Avram, the Ritva says, because it's written that way. Even though it's a Yeshem Lemikra man, because it's written that way, we can use the what the last one is telling me, both Schach and the Tfonos as well. So how do you get the Shita, according to the Ritva? The first Basukot is just a topic. Second one tells me, and as the second one tells me, when I say the second one, which one do I mean? I really mean the last one in the Chumash that has what? Has a vav. So it tells me both what? Dofin and Schach. And then I have the other one left that tells me what? Tells me what? Two what?
Yeah.
Two Defonos. Lemaisa. What'd you say?
Right?
Because remember, we're going like the Mandamar Izzy that holds Yeshem Lemikra, right?
Oh.
So if you hold Yeshem Lemikra, it's really six. One's been introduced as the topic, so you're down to four. But we're saying that, why is Schach considered to be what? Why is the Schach considered to be used up as only as one? Because either it's a horizontal wall, or you could say like the Ron, that it's counted with what? With the plural Lashon, the last one of Sukkot. So it says wall and Schach. And then you have another one that tells me what? What? Tells me what? Two other walls. Chisel it down. What do you got? Two in a tefach. Izzy, you got that? You sure? You want me to say it again? Again.
Yeah, right, yeah.
If you only get Yeshem Limerick, you got six. Sukkah, you got six. One's introduced to the topic, then I'm down to four. But I'm saying that one of them is used for schach, right? And then I'm down to three. But what do you mean one of them is used for schach? Why do you do that? Either say the Chiddush Yerach, because then you wouldn't have enough to have two defunos, be one in the tefach, say like the Chiddush Yerach, and therefore I count it as a horizontal wall, so it's like counted with the wall. Or you could say like the Ritvan says, no, that the last one is mole, so it counts for dolphin and for a schach. So it tells me, it teaches the halach of schach, I introduce the topic, I have one for schach, one for dolphin, and the other one is what? The other one is two defunos, three defunos, chiseled down, like Roshina, two in the tefach. There you have it. There is a value in way it was written. Correct. Exactly. To answer this kasha. Well said. The Ritva is saying the fact that it's said like that is teaching you a din. Correct. Well said. Okay? But you see, I was so happy because I was been bothered by this kasha for a long time. Could you run and send it to the Ritva to answer this kasha? Yes, Marty. No. The Ritva definitely, this Gemara is saying Yeshem Lemikra. We're just saying we want to know why the Gemara, when it says Schach needs a pusk, we only count it as one. The only reason why you count it as one.
If you're only holding Mikra, you can't say the last one.
No, because it's talking about a different topic. If it's talking about a different topic, telling me about Schach, that's not a problem. I'm trying to throw in Schach. The Machloek is Yeshem Lemikra, is how many Defanos you need. So when I talk about the schach, I'm able to say there is some significance away. It's good catch what you're asking. But I'm saying since it's a different topic, I'm allowed to throw that in. The schach, you follow me? But I'm still Yeshem Lemikra man. I have not compromised my opinion, my mantra. Okay? Yes, David?
But if the Ritva is saying that this vav is bringing something like extra, then shouldn't his drasha be two, just from this word, sukkos with a vav, it should be two walls plus schach?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to Marty. The fact that it's said an extra vav, I can use that as a halacha that's telling me two halachas. One telling me what? Dolphin. And one telling me is a backup autopilot, a totally new topic.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Not the same topic.
If it's teaching us dolphin, it should teach us two walls
doesn't, because that's I'm not a Yeshem Lemisora man. I'm a Yeshem Lemikra man. But if I want to teach another topic like Schach, that's fine. If I want to throw in a different topic, that's fine. But regarding how many numbers of defunos, I'm a Yeshem Lemikra man. And I will not use that to tell me anything about the defunos at all. The fact that it's written doesn't mean it's really six.
Wait, we're in Yeshem Lemisoris.
No, Yeshem Lemikra. This is the second Ibayasema.
And why does the other
Yeshem Lemikra?
And why does the other sukkah count for two walls? It should count for one wall.
Again, let's say it again. According to Ibayasema, everyone holds Yeshem Lemikra. Machlok is whether Schach needs a pasuk. Yes?
Oh, yeah, this is Mikra, yes.
Yes, Yeshem Lemikra.
Yeah, I'm saying if this is the 8 Yeshem Lemikra, then that's what, because...
Again, Yeshem Lemikra, let's say it over one more time. One plus could introduce it, so you're down to four, yes? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're down to four. So the Gemara says, Schach, you need for a plus. What is Schach? Only one of the four. So we were, by the way, was not two of the four. Chlisharan in the Ritva has that kasha. So Chlisharan says, because it's included in one dolphin, because it's really a horizontal wall. That's Chlisharan. The Ritva says no. The Ritva says, the bottom line is that the last word of the Torah does have written, as Marty said, Male, even though I'm a Yeshim Lemikra man, it's significant regarding a different topic. I can tell me that that word, Basukot, tells me what? Tells me the halacha of what? Introducing what? Introduces the topic. And that last word, basuka, tells me, one halacha tells me sukkah, and one halacha tells me dolphin, because it said it in a what? Says it in a Male fashion. The fact that it said in a Male fashion tells me a new halacha. And the last sukkah is devoted, like you said, back to dolphin. It tells me two more walls. So in total, I have what? I have three walls chiseled down to an etefach. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the vor. Glad you asked me that. Okay? That's why I said it's like a secondary thing. If it tells me about a new topic, it doesn't steer me. If you don't steer me, it doesn't hurt me. It doesn't bother me. Yes, Yonatan, go ahead.
I don't know if this is what Ruth was saying.
Yeah.
Can you perhaps suggest, maybe, again, this is what Ruth said, but perhaps you could say that a sukkah is comprised of a skat and the funnel, so it's kind of twofold. So if you split that in half, so if you say sukkah is two, and I only pick one, I'm only taking either the skat or the dope or the funnels. So that's why the Gemara only takes one as opposed to two. It's only learning like one half the word.
But it's telling me two halachas. It's telling me the wall and the schach.
Yeah.
Okay. You're saying it's telling me the whole makeup of the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, could be. It's possible. It could be, but the bottom line is I'm telling you that it's not enough. That's not a sukkah kshayr. You know what I'm saying? You only have one wall, one schach. You need to have more. I'm saying what you're learning out from that last word is schach and one wall. That's not enough for a full sukkah. He's saying the fact that it's...
Who says only one wall?
Because that the way you do the calculation is the first sukkah introduces the topic, the second sukkah, which is the one at the end, tells me one wall and one schach, and schach, and the other one tells me two walls. Right, but I'm saying there's significance, though, in the way it's written regarding the different topic called schach. That's what I'm saying. That's the knach of the Ritva. Another mahalach, you could say like the Chiddush Aran. Just say it's included in the wall because it's a horizontal wall. Okay, that's a different pshatim. But you got to answer this kasha, and that's what we're answering. Either according to the Ran or the Ritva. You got me? Okay, very good, excellent. Okay, so we have this second approach. Yes, Donnie, what's the first approach? Chum hold what? Yeshem lemasor, Rav Shimon holds Yeshem lemikra. Second approach, everyone holds Yeshem lemikra. Does schach need a pasuk? Chum say yes. Rav Shimon says no. Everyone with me? You got it? Okay. Before we get to the third approach, let's get it. It's interesting, very very interesting, lemaisa. In the first approach, Donnie, it used the lashon chal dal chad kra legufe. Is that correct? What does dal chad legufe mean? You need one pasuk to what? Exactly. You need one pasuk to introduce the topic. You need one pasuk to introduce the topic. So it's very interesting. Halacha lamaisa. Very very interesting. The Gemara earlier. When the Gemara quotes the drasha according to the Chachamim, it says dal chad legufe. It doesn't say dal chad kro legufe. It says dal chad legufe. Okay? Dal chad legufe. It doesn't say dal chad kro legufe. What's the difference in dal chad legufe and dal chad kro legufe? Okay? Notice that the lashon is in the Gemara dal chad legufe. Isn't that our lashon of our Gemara? Dal chad kro legufe. And the Gemara used the drush also. Right? Dal chad legufe. Our Gemara says what? Dal chad legufe. Right? What does this mean? So I just want you to get the lashon of the Ritva. I thought it was a beautiful lashon. Whether it says dal kra legufe or dal chad legufe, what does it mean introducing the topic? So the Ritva says in the Ramasko Bamai the following. He says, according to Rav Shimon, who holds Yeshem Lemikra, and all the Tevis are written b'lashon Rabin, if the Gemara would have said, Dal Chad Legufe,
What would I have thought it would have meant? It would have said, "You need to say Dal Chad." What? What is the lashon of our Gemara? It says Dal Chad Kra Legufe, doesn't it? No. 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 When it says Reb Shimon, it says Reb Shimon Yeshem Lemikra. It says Dal Chad Kra Legufe, and when it says the Chachamim, it says Dal Chad Legufe. I missed that totally. I was so happy when I saw the Ritva. No. So we always stress, we got to go carefully in the Gemara. And I'm giving Musa to myself because I missed it. Why does it say when the Chachamim say, you're reading it very well, Donnie, it says, Dal Chal Gufe, when it discussed who? Discussed the Chachamim. But when it comes to the Shimon, it says what? Yes, I was upset with myself. It says, Dal Chal Chal Gufe. What's going on here? I couldn't believe it. I was very upset. Lamites with myself. I said, you know, I was too tired though. I said, I really should run laps. I really should run laps. Donnie, you follow me? Did you notice in the Gemara? When the Rabbanan read, the Rabbanan said, Yeshem the Mesorah, says, did you notice that, David? I want you doing laps today, okay? You'll do the laps for me, right? Dal Chad Legufe. And when it's Reb Shimon, it says, Dal Chad Kra Legufe. Donnie, you notice that? Donnie,
now you got it, okay?
Doesn't mean I don't care when you know. I want you to notice it now. You remember it for the rest of your life now. What's the difference in this? I didn't understand this. So the Ritva says a beautiful pshat. I want you to get it. Ritva says, you know why when Reb Shimon says Yesh Dal Chad Kra Legufe? Why did he say Chad Kra Legufe? Because you might make a mistake and say, if it would have said Dal Chad Legufe, you might have mistaken and say that the sukkah achas has been minin the sukkahs. And there's a possibility that the mashmos of sukkah is there's two sukkahs minus one. After what? After you take away one. So you have five. You start with five. And therefore, Lamais, the Gemara says, no way. You don't start with five, you start with what? Four. I was so happy. I was doing a lot of simcha last night. My wife said, what are you dancing around for? Because of the Torah. The Torah. Why don't you go from six to five? If you're a Yesh Aim Lemikra man, you know what I mean? You need to introduce something. Introduce it. So introduce it. Use one of the sukkahs of the word. Each one is sukkah. Use one of them. It's enough to introduce the topic. No! One word is devoted to the whole introduction of the topic. You must say Yesh Dal Chad Kra Legufe. So you go from six to four. That's why the Lashon of Gemara is so beautiful here. Yes, when Reb Shimon Ariel is described in the Gemara, Donnie read so nicely, it says Dal Chad Kra Legufe. Why didn't you say Dal Chad Legufe like it did by the Chachamim? Because according to Reb Shimon, you're starting with six. And if it didn't say Kra, would they go down to five to just introduce the topic? Why go down to four? Because you need to take away one plus is devoted to an introduction of the topic. And that is why it goes out of its way to say Kra. Whereas according to the Chachamim, what are you starting with? What number are you starting with? Four. No, Chamim is Yeshem Lemesor. You start with four. Sukkah, and then the last one is double, so it's 1 + 1 + 2 = 4. So one is introduced, so you already know you're starting at three. You don't need to say what? Dal Kra. You just say Dal what? Dal Chad. Dal Chad Legufe. One of the sukkahs is what? But if you're a Reb Shimon person, you need to say that when I want one pusik dropped, otherwise I would think five. You got me, Donnie? Because if you're a Reb Shimon who holds Yesh Mikra, that means you got six, right?
Yeah, but if you're learning out Lukas.
So if I want to drop from six to four, I got to take away a whole pusik, a whole word.
If you're learning out from the word sukh is plural by Reb Shimon, then you should learn out from sukh is plural by Rabban also.
No, because Rabban are Yeshem Lemesora. What does Yeshem Lemesora mean?
I know, but why do they choose the...
Because you don't need to. Because according to the Chum, you don't need to. Donnie, you don't need to. You have one, and then two.
No, why don't they learn out from the same word? They're learning out from a different word totally then.
Why they
learn out? They could easily pull, like, Rabbi Shimon, learn out from the plural word.
No, because that's what I'm saying. The Rabbanan are Yeshem Lemesora. So Mesora, there are... The only one with the Vav is the last one. The first two are separate without Vavs.
That's not what I'm asking.
What are you asking?
They could learn out from the same thing. Rabbi Shimon.
Who could it?
Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon. Rabbanan choose to learn it out from the singular word. They can still hold Amulim. They can still hold Amulim Soros. It's fine. It's not big. They can hold differently.
They hold. Yes.
They learn it out from. They still hold that one of the words is plural.
The last one is plural.
Yes.
But the last one is plural. Only the last one is plural.
The first one is for itself.
So what are you suggesting?
How do you know the first one is for itself?
You introduce the topic is introduced with the first word in the Chumash, then you have the second and third word. Right? So that's why it's not going to say Dakra, just take away one in the sukkah. So you're left with three chiseled down and two in the tefah. It's a Meir Dika Ritva, the Lashon HaGamar. That's why it says Dal Chad Ruf only by Rav Shimon. It says Dal Chad, that the word Krah by the Chachamim. Yes, David.
So we're saying Krah means you take out the full puzzle, then.
Full word.
Wouldn't it make more sense for Schach to say Marsa Verschach by Chad? Why do we say by Krah for Schach?
Because Halacha Lamaisa, according to the Ritva, when it says Schach HaBoy Krah, you know from the flow of the Gemara that it's referring to one thing.
Why not say one?
Yeah, but it's a good kash what you're saying, but I'm saying from the flow of the Gemara, you know that Krah just there means only one. According to the first Mahalach in the Gemara, then already what? You know that Krah means the whole thing. Drop 6 to 4. But in the flow of the second word, everyone holds Yeshem Lemikra, and you throw in this new topic, so when it says Boy Krah Lemais, it means what? It means either thrown in like the Ritva, or it means identical as what? As the Ran and horizontal machitz. Okay? All right, very good. Excellent, guys.
Does the Ran hold out for the whole Indian of Sukkah? And the Ska is actually another horizontal wall?
To make up how many you require. Doesn't have the same halachas, of course. But he says to make up how many you require is a fascinating shot. Yeah, it doesn't have the din of a. There's still different dinim, don't get me wrong.
But he looks at it as a wall, not like other.
Right, but it's a good Nakuda, Yonatan, but we don't assume it has the same halach. It's like, for example, remember we said Yisri Hana, according to the Rosh, it's only on the Sach, not on the wall. According to the Ram, it's on both. So if you hold like the Rosh, the Ram would still agree that it's only on. It doesn't have the din of a wall.
Of a wall. The Ram's the over there, because you would hold it's like a wall.
Right, but I'm saying it doesn't, Lamaisa. He doesn't. It's just how many walls you need to make up the makeup of a sukkah, but doesn't necessarily mean it has a din of a daifun. Still has separate halachas of a schach. Just to make it up, how you get the drush. You don't take it to the stream and it has that halacha. It's a good thought, but we don't assume like that. Okay? All right, very good. So let's get to now. Donnie, let's go. Later, ready. Let's go to the third and fourth approaches. I wanted to get something from Mamdas and the Chumash. Okay, let's get to the third and fourth shot. We didn't even get to the Tysis yet, so we gotta go slow. We always try to go slow, we get it close. Well, let's go to number three. Go ahead. Now everyone holds Yeshem. See, everyone has equal footing. The Gemara wants to be equal to everyone, right? Just like you say, not a lot of favorite children. Gemara says in Shabbos, on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Gemara says he was wrong. Gemara says, Yudah Manalf and Shabbos, Marty. Gemara makes your Nakuda. Yaakov was wrong for giving the Ketonis Pasim to Yisrael. It caused jealousy. It was wrong. Myself, Asim, and Laban, the Rabban says, also for mistakes, too, we have to learn. Okay, they were human beings. The only one as perfect is Hashem. So what's Ibai Sema? So we're equal what? We're equating it. The second Ibai Sema was everyone holds Yashem Levikra. The Ibai Sema is what? Go ahead. Ibai Sema? Kuli Alma? Everyone knows Yeshem L'Masorah. If everyone knows Yeshem L'Masorah, we're going to have to what? Should come out that everyone holds what? You tell me.
Three.
Everyone showed two in it, what? Two in it, Tefach, right? What's Rav Shimon based on, right? Go ahead, V'Hacha. Beautiful. Who's the Marsover now? The first Marsover is who? The Chachamim. So you have what? You have Halacha Moshe Messina. You go what? What's the Masorah? 1 + 1 + 2 = 4, right? So according to the Chum, you chisel it down. What's the din?
Three.
So what do you have?
2 + 7.
But I'm forgetting something though. What did I forget?
Halacha
Moshe Messina. No, but it should come out to 3 in a tefach. I'm going to say 2 in a tefach. What did I forget? You need to what? Excellent. You need to introduce it. So one is used to introduce it. Then you're left with what? You're left with three. Chisel it down, 2 in a tefach. Don't forget that, guys. The Gemara is assuming that you know that. Okay? That's why I said it like that, okay? I wasn't intended to be a trick, but I wanted you to notice it's Chad Legufe, right? The Gemara is saying Chad Legufe. Go ahead. And what's a Chacham saying? I'm sorry, what's Reb Shimon Mar Sar, the second one?
Moses.
Excellent. So you go from what?
3 to 4.
The three and a tefach.
Well, four,
yeah. Chisel it down. Here you're not chiseling it down. What's the opposite of chiseling? Adding. I don't know a fancy word for adding. You add it on. So therefore it's 3 and a tefach. Okay? It's 3 and a tefach. Very good. That's the third approach. Yes? What's difficult?
How do they think these two things?
What did you say? Why would you think what? Can't hear you. What?
One's adding, one's taking away.
The two different approaches, what the Lach Lashini logically could do. It could chisel down or could add. So that's goof of the machlokes. What'd you say?
Where are they learning out
schach? Oh, so what do you tell me about the schach? What do you think about the schach? You could have asked that Avram also on the first approach. Where'd they learn schach from also with that? No? Why are you asking on the third approach? You could have asked on the first one.
I just thought of that now.
Okay, all right. So you're giving a hesber of why you asked it only now.
Huh?
Okay. He's saying a pshat on his own pshat. Okay, good. All right, let's think about that kasha. I want you to hold that kasha for tomorrow, all right? I want to know why the first and third approach, what they deal with schach, okay? Okay, that's the third approach. Let's do the fourth. Go ahead, Vibay Sema. Go ahead.
Vibay Sema.
Excellent. So now we come up with a last approach, and that is that what? They're not arguing Yeshem Lika Yeshem and Masorah. Right? Everyone really holds what? Everyone holds that the halacha mishmishnah diminishes, chisels down. And everyone holds Yeshem le what? Yeshem le mikra. So therefore, everyone should hold what? 2 and a tefach. So what's going on here? The machlokas is the first word sukkah you dorish to count as the minyan. Meaning, even though you needed to introduce the topic, but can you also count it as well? That's a new way of taking it. So therefore, it could very well be that according to Reb Shimon, we are Dorish Tchilas, even though it's needed to introduce the topic, but it also what is in there. So therefore, how many do you have? According to Reb Shimon says you count the first one in number of walls too. So it's 1 plus 1 plus 2 is 4. So you have 4 according to Reb Shimon, and you chisel it down. What do you got? You got 3 and a tefach. So the first Marsover is Reb Shimon. And who's the second Marsavar? Is the Chachamim who hold what? Ein Dorish Tchilas. You cannot count it. So what are you left with? You're left with 3 chisel down, 2 and a tefach. Yes? So I want you guys to get this. You guys, I want you to memorize this today. It's not hard. When you're walking around today, relaxing, whatever it is, you get the 4 Malchim and the Gemara. And it's a good way to flip it. Because the last Ibay Yisema, up till now, the first Marsavar was always who? The Chachamim. The second Marsavar was always Reb Shimon. The fourth Ibay Sema, it flips. You got that? Why? I don't know why. But that's the way Ravina Rashi wrote the Gemara. Okay? I want you to know it. To make sure you memorize it. The last Marsavar what? Flips. And the first Marsavar is considered is Reb Shimon. He's Darish Tchilas. Okay? So if he's Darish Tchilas, you can count it in the number and introduce the topic at the same time. I'll be din. The second Marsavar says no. When that darish the tchilas halacha lemaisa. Okay, so this is what, this is the fourth approach in the Gemara, and the bottom line is that everyone is what, everyone is heading yesh aim the what, everyone is on yesh aim the sort. It's interesting to me that of the four possibilities, if I would ask you, which trend do you think the Gemara is going with better, yesh aim le mikra, yesh aim le masara? No doubt masara. Well said, because of the four approaches, the first one is that's the machloikis and the rabbanon. We always pass like rabbanon are the ones all yeshem lemasara, right? And the and then 3 and 4, everyone's holding yeshem lemasara. So of the four possibilities, definitely the trend is what to yeshem lemasara. You got that? That's a very important ha'ara to know. I want you to note that. Okay, very interesting, lemaisa. Just from the pshat and it'll help you remember. And also, the Marsavar, as I said, also flips. Okay? Now, let's just finish the one more line in the Gemara. Go ahead. Go ahead, Donnie, doing a great job. Rav Masna Omer.
What?
Rav Masna Omer.
Masna Omer, time of Derby. Shimon Mehavu, Sukatil, Tzil, Yomam, Mehorim, Lematnatsum, Mesosem, Yizerim, Mamter.
Oh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will build a sukkah in Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says in Yishai, Bezrat Hashem, in the future. And Hashem will protect us from the sun and from the rain. And the rain that falls on the Rishoyim will be protected from with the shelter. And it's going to protect everything. And the sukkah has how many walls? Four walls, right? If it only had three walls, what would be the din? We would not protect us from the rain, because the wind would bring in the rain. So why don't we, Reb Shimon, require four walls? What's the answer? Again, there's a what?
But then why are you allowed?
No, but what's the answer? Answer that, Kasha. Why is it not four walls? What must you plug in? Because again, the Lachlan Moshe Mishimeh chisels it down to what? To three. We're going to have to get back to that sheet, because that's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. It's based on a Pasuk in Yeshaya. But I wanted you to get it 100% clear, Halacha L'maaseh, that it's considered to be what? He's Darius to the funnels from this what? From this pasuk. Tosis has a whole different shot that we won't get to today, but okay. Pasuk Shana Gemara, you start with four, chisels it down to three, and that's why what? And that's why it's three in a tefach. Okay. You know, yeah, go ahead, Donnie.
In the second to last Yivaisimah?
Yes.
When it says,
The third one?
This is Levisaurus, and it says, when it says Legara and Lehosif,
yes.
Where are they being Lehosif from?
There are two versions to work a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. How do you know the halacha l'moshe is coming to chisel? Maybe it means to add. They had a machlokes, how to what? How to use it. How to use the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Okay? Remember we said from the Brisker Rav, I thought you never could have machlokes in the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Remember we said it's the things that what?
O'Neil.
That were forgotten. And O'Neil was excellent, Ariel. The ones that O'Neil reminded us of. And it was a machlokes, how to use it. Yes, David, go ahead, real quick. Because I saw a Bartanura. A Bartanura. What do you mean? What do you mean? Who? Yeah. What about it?
The Bartanura.
You mean the wine? It's the only wine I can drink. The Bartanura is known as what in poskim is Rav, Reish Ayin Beis, Rabavadia be Bartanura. Whenever you see Rav, now you know everyone knows Mishnayos now from Rav Kahati, but in the old days before they had Rav Kahati, they had the old Mishnayos. So you had Rav Bartanura on one side and the Tosfos Yontif on the other, and the bottom is the Tiferes Yisrael. That was the old way, but you have to know what they say. So he brings up a possibility. We'll get to David first. He brings up a fifth possibility. Gemara had four, but he's in one of the Perushim in the Mishnayos. But go ahead, Dave. What's your kasha?
Because we said Halacha L'moshe M'sinai comes for Kula, not for Chumra, right?
Usually it comes for Kula, yes.
One sheet is bringing it for Chumra.
It's good horror. Very good. Very good horror, David. Very good horror. I mean, it's requiring even more walls.
Mm-hmm.
Well said. That's why I think that the general trend by the Halacha L'moshe M'sinai from all the approaches was to what? What was the general trend?
To chisel.
Correct. It's exception. Remember I said once in a while you'll find L'chumra, like by Lovud, there's certain sheeties might say L'chumra, but it's excellent horror. Very, very good. But again, the trend is what? Always the chisel, just like the trend was Yeshem L'what? L'mesayr. Okay? All right, let me bring up the Bartanura. Okay, let's go. The Bartanura says, I have a fifth way. Listen to this. Amazing. He says like this. You with me? He writes, Bartanura has his own fifth one. Yod Yesh Eim L'Masara, Yer Darish Tchilas. So it comes out that you really should require how much? Four walls. But he holds schach needs a pasuk.
Well, that's the
one second. So schach is included what? In the minion of mechitzis. So it comes out that what? That you need three walls, because you slice one of the schachs for schach, one of the sukkahs for schach. So you have three. And the Halacha L'moshe M'sinai what? Breaks it down to be a what? To be a tefach. Yes, no problem. He says like this, I have a fifth way. He says, you can hold Yesh Eim L'Masara, right? And you can what? You can Midarish what? You can Dairish Tchilas, yes? And that will lead you to what? To four. But the Chachamim say, Schach needs a Pasuk as opposed to Reb Shimon. Chachamim sold Schach needs a pasuk as opposed to Reb Shimon.
This is just Rabbanim.
Yes, just Rabbanim. So therefore, that'll cut you down to three, and then Halacha Mishnah gives you be two and a tef. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, Schach doesn't need a pasuk, so you're left with what? You're left with really four. The Halacha Mishnah chisels down to three and a tef. That would have been a fifth way. Why did the Gemara say that? Let's go again. Yeah, in other words, according to Yehold Yeshem Lemesara, which starts you off at four, Yehold Darish Tchilis, which gets you to four, keeps you at four, and Yehold the Chamisay Yehold Schach is boy across, that gets you down to three. The Lachem Shmosina then will take you to two and a tefach. Whereas according to Shimon, he says Schach does not need a pasuk, so you stay at three. I'm sorry, you stay at four, right? Because you're Darish Tchilis, and also what? And also Yeshem Lemesara. So the Halacha Mishnah takes chisels down to three and a tefach. You got that?
Wait, we're saying the Rabbanan hold by Dorish Techilos?
That's what he's suggesting.
Then you would be, yes. Then you would be last, you'd have one in a tefach.
What'd you say?
You'd have one in a tefach.
No, according to the Shita, the Chacham Lumaisa, they hold Yeshem Lemesara is four, right?
And you take one away for the puzzle, so you have three. And then you one away for Schach.
Dorshin
Tchilis.
Yeah, Dorshin Tchilis.
Dorshin
Tchilis. So you Dorshin Tchilis, so it's one.
Three.
You count it. No, one. One. You count. You introduce it and you also can count it. One, two. One plus one is two. That plus two is four.
What do you mean?
You're saying the Masorah.
Yeah,
but
are we saying
Remember, Dorshin Tchilis was, you can introduce all Dorshin Tchilis, David meant, you can introduce the topic and also count it.
Oh,
that's all Dorshin Tchilis meant. No, no, Dorshin Tchilis, you got to get that phrase. Dorshin Tchilis means, what'd you say? And Dorshin Tchilis is just, you just introduce it and it can't count as a number of walls. Let's go back to that. Let's just clarify that to you, Mari. What was the fourth one? The fourth Yibai Yisayman. Everyone held what? What did everyone hold? Chiseling down. Everyone else Yeshem Lemesora, but the Machlokas is whether you're Darish Tchilis.
So I thought, so we kept it as Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan in the same order. So Darish Tchilis means that you Darish Tchilis when you take it away, and Darish Tchilis.
Right, according to Rabbi Shimon, the first Ma'asar is Darish Tchilis, so you count the introduction of the topic, it also counts as a wall.
But if you say Darish Tchilis means it doesn't count, then that's
no, 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 Darish Tchilis means it counts.
It stays in the same order as the Rabbi
Shimon
and the
Rabbanan. No, Dorshin Tchilis means it counts. So Reb Shimon says, they are Dorsh, the first one introduces the Pasuk, also the minion of Sukkah, so it's four. So the Lachem Shimon chisels it down to three. So the Bartanur brings up a fifth possibility. Because you start with Yeshem LeMesara.
Yeah, that's four.
That's four. You're Dorshin Tchilis, which is four.
Four.
Right? And you and what do you do? Schach needs a pasuk. Schach needs a pasuk. Gets you down to three, and then halachah downs it to two and a tefach. Whereas Reb Shimon holds you're not there schach as a pasuk. Therefore, you stay at what? You stay at four. The halachah of Shimon chisels down to three and a tefach. It's a great possibility. Now he doesn't really ask it as a kasha. He just, like I said, he's ma'az with the mishnayos. So the halachah says, why did the Gemara quote it? The Aruch Hanir asks on the Bartanur, the Gemara should have quoted it. It's a great kashin. Well, you know what? You never want to say something against the Gemara. So it's a kashin on the Bartanur. Why didn't the Gemara quote this? Because logically, we want to be able to understand logic. And the logic in the Gemara, you explore all the possibilities. Yes,
when the Gemara is not explaining about focusing, they're just doing it based far, or they have the Sorah.
They have a Masorah, right. But he's saying that each one of these do have a Masorah, Yeshem LeMesara, Darshan Tchilos, and these are variables that the Gemara already laid down. So he's saying, I could develop a permutation.
But meaning there's no Masorah.
I understand, but there's a Masorah that they were used. So he's saying that I can make up with these different variables a new permutation. That's what he's saying. You're asking good, but that's enough, he would respond. As long as I know that they've been presented, then I can what? Plug it in, perhaps in a new way. That's what he's asking.
Those were halachim that were given over the Gemara. They were trying to expand the sheetless of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan.
Yes.
In order to do that, you need a Masorah for that.
You need a Masorah for that, and he says that this Masorah also would be that these topics were used, and he's saying that's enough to have a Masorah for that. I can use Svarah.
Yeah, but those, 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 but those,
Okay, you're I hear what you're suggesting. I hear what you're saying, but the bartender would say no. The bartender would say, I have enough of a Masorah that they were used. I can put in Svarta, put in these variables. You're saying, okay, so what you're saying is good. Darach Lanier. Let's see what he says. Oh, let's give it to Terrence. Darach Lanier says, he asks on the bartender, why did the Mara give it? So Darach Lanier says like this. Let's get it. Darach Lanier says a very, very powerful shot. Says, you know why the Gemara didn't do it? Because the Gemara only mentioned the Ikar Svara, what to be told of Machlokes Chacham and Reb Shimon is. Whether it's Yesh Mikul or Sora, whether it's Chacha Boikra, whether it's Dorch and Tchilis, or whether Lacham and Shuksini is coming to what? Is coming to chisel down or add, right? Yes? The Alpizeh, Halach Lamais, it's Nitan Lahamin Mahalchim Nosafim, Bebira Machlokes. Basically, what he's saying, Yonatan, is very much like you're saying. We had a Masorah that the Machlokesim were what? And I want you to get this. What is it told you on? Yeshem Lemik was the first Yisema. What's the second one? Whether what? Whether Shach needed Krah. No. What's the third one? Whether it chisels or adds. What's the fourth one? Whether it darsh Tchilas. And that is it. And that is it. And you're not able to make up your own things. Exactly like you said, Yonatan. We have a Masorah, like you said, is he also? Sure he does. He says the Bartanura made up a fifth one, it makes sense. But there was no Masorah, and that was the way to plug in the Machlaikas. I'm saying that with the Bartanura Lamaisa understood that and said he would respond back to you and say, Yonatan, that you know what, the variables I mentioned in Gemara, but I can far plug them in. The Rachlaner says, no, Gemara says you can't do that. The Bartanura was a Gadol. So he would respond in that vein and say, you know what, the Gemara wasn't exhausting all the possibilities. The Gemara only said four, didn't have to say five, it could have said a fifth. I'm advocating for the Bartanur, you follow what I'm saying? As long as you have the topics enough, I can, with Svara, figure it out on my own.
The Rav Lanier
rejects it. Yeah, he says it's not right. The Gemara didn't say it. I'm trying to defend the Bartanur. Bartanur would say, you know what, I feel that what, the Gemara wasn't exhausting all the possibilities. The Gemara would say it was fine. When you were Ravina Rav Asher to tell me what I said was fine, there's no problem at all. The Rav Lanier says, no, it's not fine. You have to have a direct Masorah on it, Halach L'maisa. But I have to add on a Svara that I want to tell you. It says the Sefer Ola Yitzchuk, and I want you to get it. He says it's much more mistabber to the Gemara that Schach does not need a Pasuk. Why? It's very, yeah, in other words, and I think you brought this up earlier, Marty. It's very mistabber that Schach should need a Pasuk. And the Halach L'Moshe Mishnah is coming to what? It's coming to what? Chisel down. And we're not Darish Tchilas. The Gemara doesn't want to say the Machlokes is what? The Gemara doesn't want to say, you see this, the Gemara doesn't want to say Mimamid the Machlokes of Shimon Nechamim, where there have been Cholik on what? One of those Yisodos, Halach L'Maisa. The Gemara is much more comfortable in saying that, you know, Schacha doesn't need the Pasuk, and the Halach L'Moshe Mishnah is coming to Goreya, and Halach L'Maisa, you know, we're not Darish Tchilas, Halach L'Maisa. You know, the way he says it is, the way the Bartanur is saying it, Al Pisfar, is, you know, the Gemara L'Maisa doesn't want to, you know, in this shot, even though we did say in the second, by saying in the Machlokes, is whether Schach needs a Pasuk or not. The Gemara did say that, but the bottom line is that, you know, basically what I'm saying from the Ola Yitzchak is that the Gemara doesn't want to be Marba Machlokesin. You can't just make up anything you want to say, like the Bartanur wanted to say, and say, oh, this is the Machlokes, because you know what? We never, remember we said that last Pnei Yeshua? We never try to be Marva Machlokesim. Remember we said that the last Pnei Yeshua, the last question of Chazara? We don't try to say Rabbi Gunacham are arguing on two concepts. You know what I mean? You don't want to try to do that. So, whatever you have a Masorah and they argue on, just stick with that. Stick with that, rather than make up your own law, your own permutation. It's very similar to what Yonatan said, but I'm just embellishing a little bit. It speaks to the point of Machlokesim. You don't want to just stam make up this is their Machlokes. If you have a Masorah and this is the Machlokes, that's fine. But don't stam say a Svara that this is the Machlokes. I mean, we're comfortable with that. Yes?
In terms of just like Machlokes aren't good, just show the break in the Masorah.
Well, we hold Elu Ve'elu Diri L'Kim Chaim. You're right, Yonatan, but there's a notion of Elu Diri L'Kim Chaim. But just to stam say like that, we'd rather have a Masorah. You're right, but that's basically what he's saying. Just wanted to embellish him a little bit. But please, I want you to get down. The Bartanur has the fifth possibility, and this Aruch Lanier and the Hall of Yitzchak, okay? Why they say not? Yes, Avram, go ahead.
Um,
could the Aruch HaNer be saying that the reason why the bar would mention it is because we have no case for the and even though we have the Machlokas mentioned,
yes,
we never have them holding Arjunas, and therefore you wouldn't be able to have a permutation.
In the last, by the same in the Chamar, not Dorish Tchilas.
Yeah, so how could,
right,
how could there be a, how could there be a Mahala where they do hold things? For all the other ones, we have a one in the Mahala says that everyone holds engagement.
Right, that's part of what I'm saying. Exactly, that's part of what I'm saying. How do you know that they are Dorish Tchilas? That's part of what I'm saying, you know? You can't do that. I'll piswar, make that up. You're saying exactly what the Aliyahs are saying. Why can you? You never know that they said that. So why create your own machlekes? Like I said, for the Pnei Yeshu, you want to limit the machlekes. You don't want to say they're arguing on two topics. You follow what I'm saying? Remember we said that last Pnei Yeshu, the last question. So that's exactly what the Aliyahs is driving at. Very good. We never had a notion that they said there's. This is why I say that. Okay. Very good. Now, this leads us to the following, then I want to get to the Chumash. You know, we'll do the Taisis. I think we should leave the Taisis for tomorrow, yeah? We'll get to something in the Chumash. We get more time to prepare the Taisis. Okay? But I want you to get this. Okay? You know, the Gemaras that we learned, the Gemara that we learned up to Daled Beis, those Gemaras afterwards point out that the Shir of Asara Tfachim is in fact Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Okay? Or you learn it out from what? Or you learn it out from Kaparis. Halacha L'maaseh. Okay? So, what I want to bring out is here, right before the two dots, what's the Lashon HaGemara? We actually saw this. We quoted it earlier. You see where it says right before the two dots? Where we started today? The Lashon HaGemara is Ki Asei Hilchasa Legud V'Lavad V'Dofen Akuma. Yes? You see that phrase? There's a Halacha L'maaseh we said, V'Good Asik, Good Achis, V'Lavad, for Dolphin Akuma. Okay? So, the bottom line is, his mechitzas are Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Gemara says earlier that the concept of mechitzas are Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So, if there are Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, what's going on here with what? What's going on with this Gemara, Halacha L'Maisa, that we point out that it says, you know, Yeshem R'Mikah, Yeshem L'Mesorah, the Chum says Shtayim Ke'ilchason, Shlishis is a Tefach. How does that all fit in with the fact that mechitzas are Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? So the Rishash makes a very beautiful ha'ara. I want you to get it. He points out that besides for the fact institution of walls of being Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, but there is another Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that the third wall of a sukkah does not have to be a complete wall, and it's enough to be a tefach. And the truth of the matter is that that's what Rashi's saying here. You see Rashi the Ramaska Hilchasa? Izzy, why don't you read the Rashi Hilchasa? Read the Rashi Hilchasa. Go ahead. Oh, he's bothered by what we just said. But it said Mechitzas are based on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So what's going on? Go ahead. Meaning that there's another Halacha. There is a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that you need what? You need three walls or you need four walls. But there's another Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that comments on the third wall that you chisel it down. Questions are you chiseling down from four or are you chiseling down from three? So I want to bring that out that there really are two Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai there. There's a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai of the institution of Mechitzos, and there's a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai of the institution of what the third wall should be built like. Is it four down to three in a tefach, or is it three down to two in a tefach? And that's what Rashi's stressing in Rishashas like this. Pashim Shat, the Rishash is Masber, that this halacha is included in the halacha of Gud Asik. Remember why we said that? Because the third wall doesn't have to be more than a tefach. We what do we do? Remember we said the halacha of Moshe M'Sinai according to the Rishash? What did he say? What did the Rishash say about the Yumur and the Kundasin? That they really stretch, remember we said stretch horizontally? Remember they were all the Svasagag and what? M-Sagag was all the same Achlekes, because right. It's all an exercise in stretching, remember that? So the Rishash's Hezber is a little different. He's saying that what you're doing with the Tefach is you're doing an accordion. You're stretching the Tefach into a what? Into a whole wall. So he really says that it's all a manifestation of what? Good. So I want you to get it down. Basically what we're saying is Rashi's Pshat, and the Rishash's pshat. Rashi says that there's a halacha mishmasinim on the institution of walls. Then there's a separate, second halacha mishmasinim that tells me what the tefach, the third wall of a sukkah should be. Do you chisel it down from four or chisel it down from three? Yes? So Rashi views two halacha mishmasinim. No! The Rishash says this halacha about the tefach is a manifestation of what? Good asik. You just stretch the tefach this way, horizontally, like an accordion. You know what I mean? Like those curtains, you know, you have those big curtains sometimes that separate rooms. Okay, you just stretch it. So that's what the Rishash has such a chiddush. Okay, good. Very good. Okay, so we'll pick it up, Lamaisa, tomorrow. I want to finish up now with Chumash. Okay, let's finish up with some of the Chumash. We didn't get to the Pnei Meshur and the Aruch HaNer. We'll get to it tomorrow, Bezat Hashem. We got to do the Taisis. Okay, you work hard on the Taisis. Not a hard Taisis at all, okay? Just got to work through the different cases. I want to try to get through all this Taisis tomorrow. We got a long Seder tomorrow. Bezat Hashem. Okay, believe that I told guys, a lot of guys are missing there. We need Mechazik HaChaveru. I don't want to miss. But I said, guys, since they chazard good, believe that I'm going to get some donuts, okay? Get some donuts, right? I don't know. What is Dunkin' Donuts? Not good?
Is he holds Chol Yisrael?
Oh, he does?
No,
is it Chol Yisrael there?
They're not
Chol Yisrael?
I don't
know. All right. Whoever can't eat the Chol Yisrael, they can't eat it. Whoever, but I'll just get him regular. Blin Eder. Okay. Let's get him. Well, I'll get him for sure, Blin Eder, okay? Blin Eder for tomorrow. Okay, I can't have them. They're not healthy for me, but you guys are young guys. Okay. I want to get to the following. You know, a lot of people are bothered by Yaakov Avinu took the brachas and he lied. There's no doubt he lied. The Gemara says in the end of Sanhedrin, he lied. It says it in the Chumash. It says, Ani Esav b'chorecha. He was not Esav. It says it b'feirush. So the Gemara says he did lie, and Rivka motivated him to lie. He didn't want to lie. He's our banner of Emes. He's Yashur. He never lies. And he felt very uncomfortable. And Rivka finally cajoled him to do it. She said, listen, it's all Rasha. Hashem told me you got to do it this way. So he said, fine. But he really was uncomfortable with it. So what I want to talk about to the end of Shira, and then we'll dive minchud l'neder, is the notion of Gnevis Das. There's a terrible, terrible isser of Gnevis Das. Gnevis Das is engaging in deceiving behavior, tricking, false advertising, and it's a terrible issue. In fact, there are two blot Maseches Chulin and Daf Sadi Dalet, Sadi He, that discuss it at great length. And the Gemara says it's Asur Lignov Das Prius even from a Goy. Not allowed to deceive even a Goy. And on that Gemara, the Ritva writes in Maseches Chulin, he quotes a Tosefta in Baba Kama that there are, I think, nine types of Gneva, and he says, which is the Rosh of all the Ganovim? What is the Rosh of all the Ganovim? Gnevis Das. Not stealing a wall, which is horrible, of course, or stealing stocks or stuff like that, but he says the worst is Gnevis Das. And the Ritva clearly writes that the Isser of Gnevis Das comes from Gneva. It is Isser of Gneva, guys. It's a real Gneva. Now, it might not be kafel on it because it's not stealing money, but you're stealing someone's mind. And that's a horrible thing. And I wanted to point out, I once pointed out, that a lot of times from a title of something, you can notice something in Lumdus. And why is it called Gnevis Das and not Gezeilus Das? What's the difference between Gneva and Gezeilus? So the Gemara writes in Baba Kama, I in Testament Beis, that Geneva, you're more scared of man than Hashem. You always work in a covert way. You work in a covert way because, oh, I don't want anyone to see me. What do you mean? Hashem knows what you're doing. That's why Hashem by Geneva gives you kefil, whereas over Gezela in the open, there's no kefil. You're not putting man on a higher pedestal than Hashem. It's a bad thing, but there's no kefil. When you trick someone and deceive someone, guys, more often than not, the guy doesn't know and no one else knows. Who knows? Only the Abishter. That's why we call it Gnevis Das and not Gezeilus Das. You got me? Because it's engaging in what? Gneva mamish. And this is what the Ritva writes in a very serious manner. So the Ritva claims we'll categorize Gnevis Das as being what? Gneva. But if you look, The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shaarei Tshuva argues. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shaarei Tshuva says that Gneivas Das is under the rubric of Sheker, not Gneiva. And if you look in the Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, it actually puts Lo Signovu, which is talking about Gneivas Das, next to the Lo Teshaker Ishba Mitoi. So a manifestation of lying is Gneivas Das. And he claims it's under the rubric of Sheker. Now you'll tell me, Rebbe, what's the difference? A hin or a hair, whether you put it on a Gneiva or a Sheker, it's a big difference. Because we know the Gemara writes in the Yevamos and Daf Samachim at Beis that there are times where it's mutter to fib, and one opinion says it's even a mitzvah. Mutter means it's a tchuya. You know what tchuya means? Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is a tchuya. It's really Shabbos. It's really Shabbos. But what? We minimize the Isurim. Yes, because we have to save someone's life. What does hutcher mean? It's not Shabbos at all. When you try to save someone's life, you don't have to minimize the Isurim. So maybe it's a mitzvah to fib when you're craning shalom. I want you to get this. We never believe in Robin Hood and halacha. You're never able to steal for anything. Never. Unless maybe for pikuach nefesh. But for anything else, you're never allowed to steal. Robin Hood is not acceptable, Donnie. You cannot steal from the poor. You know what I mean by Robin Hood? You cannot steal from the rich to give to the poor. It's prohibited. So if you label the Ritva like the Ritva, Gneivas Das mean Gneiva, there's no heterim. Never. Very little. If you hold that at Sheker, then maybe you can come up with what? With some heterim, Neshalom. You follow me? That's why it's critical to know how you learn up Gneivas Das. So I want to give you a few nafkaminas that come up from this. Let's get it. Number one. The Gemara has a case where there was a big rav that came into town and the host had opened up a barrel of wine right before he came. Didn't know he had come. He was coming. Now they used to open up a barrel as a big honor. A barrel of wine was very expensive. So the rav that comes, oh, I'm so appreciative. In my honor, you opened a barrel of wine. In reality, they didn't. The Gemara asks, it's Gneivas Das. Gemara gives two terutzim. One is they told him. They told him, he said, Rav, you know, I want you to know something. I had opened it from before. And the other terutz is what? They didn't tell him because of his covet. What are the two terutzim and chulin arguing on? What's the lumdus of what they're arguing about? What nekudah? How you categorize Gneivas Das? If it's Gneiva, they had no choice but to tell him. But if you hold a checker, then out's covered what? You don't have to tell him. The Rambam has two places in the Arach HaZaka. We've talked about before. Geography of the Rambam. I think we mentioned it once or twice. Rav Parnas Shlita, the great Gaon, should have a Fu Shlema. Talks a lot about geography of the Rambam. The Rambam places Gneivas Das in Hilchos Deis, in Hilchos Deus, you know, where he talks about how to be a good person, a ben Torah, and then he puts in Uchus Mechira when he talks about false advertising. The Ram holds of both Mahalchim. Both components are correct. That's why the Kesef Mishnah says, why didn't the Ram ever quote the Kula of Likvodo? Why didn't he quote the Kula of Likvodo that it's Mutter? He asks this in Uchus Deus. You know what the answer is? The answer is the Ram holds that both Dinim are correct. If you hold it's Kneva, there's no Heter of Hashem Kvodo. You follow me? Kesef Mishnah, that's the Kasha, but the Ram talks about it both places. That's the answer we wanted to say once. I'll give you two other quick examples of this. I recently, my mom lives in a nursing home, she should have refuah shleima. So there's another person, a man that I visited in the nursing home. So I told the guy I visited his grandfather. But I also told him that I really was visiting my mom, he's just on a different floor. Because if I wouldn't have said that, it would have been Gneivas Das. As if I made a big trek to visit his grandfather. It's not true. I did it Derek Agav, visiting my mom. You follow me? If you hold that it's Sheker, then maybe I didn't have to say it. But if you hold it's Gneiva, I had to tell him that line. And I did tell him that line. Now, I'll tell you another situation that I've been in. I have sometimes visited people in the hospital, a second guy that I didn't realize was there after I visited the first guy. When I visit the second guy, Am I mechuyev to say that I really visit the first guy first? That'll make him feel terrible. So there I'll rely on the kula that it's al sheker and I can, you know, fib a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? Because I don't want him to feel deterred by this guy. I didn't make him feel bad. You know what I mean? But if the guy's in the hospital, you don't want to make him feel bad. You follow what I'm saying? I'll give you another example. Machloik is the mechaber and the smad, fish and mishput. And you should always try to invite guys over. Okay? Even if you're not so friendly, so you'll be friendly with them. For some reason, I don't know, you don't want to have the guy over. Theoretically, let's say. But you want to be nice to him. So can you ask him to come over for Shabbos on a Shabbos that you know he can't come? Is that Kenevis Das? Mechaber says it's usher to ever do that even one time. And the small on the side of the bench, Chosh Mishnah says you can do that once or twice. Because you want to be friendly to him. So what's a machloikis? If you hold it's Kneva, then you can never do that even once. If you hold it Sheker, then you can fib once or twice. You follow me? That's how careful we have to be about this notion. Yes, David?
So do we like generally pass him one way, or what's...
I gave you a situation. The one situation, we welcome Avram's father here into the shir, okay? Welcome. It's good to see you. But you have to use, that's the two situations I gave, are good situations. I didn't want to make the guy feel bad. So then I was holding like the sheet that old Sheker. But in a case where you can be machmir for both, then do it.
But even in the first case where, let's say, maybe Rebbe wouldn't make the second guy Rebbe visited feel bad, he'd probably feel a lot better, like, wow, like he came all...
Yeah, but it was different. He himself was not a chaylev. So he wasn't in the hospital.
Yeah.
Like, so he wouldn't feel bad. He was appreciative, no matter what I did, Lamais. It was a situation that he was very appreciative. That maybe I wouldn't have. It was. You have to gauge it. Meikar Adin, we probably hold Sheker with that Teirim. But if you can fulfill the Geneva approach, try your best. That's the way we're going to hold Allah Lamais. I'll give you another example. There's a Peladika Rashi in Chulin. Rashi says, we're talking... Reb Hill about the notion of deceiving, Gnevis Das. Try to do something from the Parsha in the end of Shira on Sunday in Lomdis. Rashi is an amazing Shita. He says that Gnevis Das only if you verbalize it. Tyson says it's ridiculous. Tyson says you can deceive someone through writing, through false advertising. So, but what's this machlaikis? Because it says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, Middibor. Dibor. So if Rashi said the Mechayev of Gnevis Das is Sheker, maybe you're only over Gnevis Das with a Dibor. Tosfos says it has nothing to do with Dibor, it has to do with Gneva. Gneva can be not just with Dibor, it can be with actions. It can be with writing. So that same Machlokes Rashi tells you is totally how you categorize Gnevis Das. And the truth is, there is a Machlokes in the Poskim between the Rashba and the Ritva in the realm of Matana. I definitely cannot sell a guy a lemon. If I'm trying to sell a master, I can't sell him a lemon. That's Gnevis Das, that's Kor, that's Mechira. But what if I give a guy a gift and he thinks it's much more valuable than it is? Do I have to come forward and tell him? That's a Machlokes Rashba Ritva in Matana. Is there an Isser of Gnevis Das? So what's it told on? So here it's interesting, and I've mentioned this before. Whenever you talk about a topic in Lomdis, and you could come up a nafkamina in both directions, then you're really showing what the Lomdis. So up till now, we said if it's Gnev, we're always Machmer. If it's Sheker, we're always Mekel. This will be Fakir. Because in Matana, I'm not selling him something where I get money. In a gift, I'm just giving him something. He doesn't lose anything. So it's possible to say that if the Mechayev is Gneva, in the realm of Matana, you're never over Gneva. Even though it's Gnevis Das is the Das, but it has echoes of the Choshen Mishpat Shabbat. And since it's a Matana and he's not losing anything, then if I hold the Mechayev of Gnevis Das, Gnevis Matana is not a problem. But if I hold it Sheker, no matter what, whether it's a Mechir or whether it's a Matana, it's still Sheker. So you could come with an Afkamina, Avim, you follow me, Pum Fakir. And this is what, one second, Yonah, this is what many posts can talk about, but Yoshev Zatzal has. Let's say you want to send someone something in the mail. Can you write class on it, even though it's not class? You don't want to break it. But it's not class. It's that Kanevistas. So Balyashev Zatzal held to his mutter. Because he was learning that their Iker Adin the Mechayev is Sheker. So here is a situation I'm able to fib a little bit for Shalom, or I don't want to have Hefsid Mamon. Let's say the three questions in Shas. You're asked, do you know Shas? Did you learn Shas? Even if you learned it, you can lie and say, no, I don't know it. I didn't learn it. Or if someone asks you, you're walking home from lunch from a family, and the food was delicious. You can lie and say it was good, not great. Because if you say it's great, everyone's going to walk over and eat them out of house and home. So you're allowed to fib and say, if someone asks you a question about Yonin Tznius, you can lie. It's not Tznius. Marsha says Puraya doesn't mean Tznius, it means Adaloyada. I rely on that Marsha. I can say I reached the level of drunkenness. I don't know the difference between Bracha of Mordechai and the Ara of Haman. You can lie about it. Gemara says Puraya. Rashi says it means Tznius. Puraya means Mita, a bed. Marsha says it means Lashem Adaloyada. Those had Terim the liar based on the principle that it's Shekhar and they Shalom. Yes, Yonatan, go ahead. That's a good point. You know, let's say we're talking about a case where there'll be no hana at all. No hana at all. That's what we're talking about, pure hana, lack of hana at all. Ariel, you had a question before? Okay, when you... Yeah. And Hilchos Mechira, both places. So let's close with this. Another Listav and Mincha. There are a lot of shilas that come up, the Chafetz Chaim talks about Lashon Hara. Somebody asks you a question, if you give an answer, it'll be Lashon Hara. Are you allowed to lie and say, I don't know? Yes, you are. You are allowed to say, I don't know. Because again, it's avoiding what? It's avoiding this type of what? Of Gnevis Das, of deceiving, but am I what? Am I lying by saying I don't know? Yes, I am lying. But if the Mechayev of Gnevis Das is Sheker, we know that they're a Terim Nishalom. And I'm not allowed to what? I'm allowed sometimes on a very, very limited basis. It's mutter lefib a little nishalom, or maybe it's a mitzvah, 2 days in the Gemara. But if it's pure Geneva, we never allow Robin Hood and Halacha. You're never allowed to steal from the rich and give to the poor. So it depends what is the Mechayev of Geneva's Das. And the truth of the matter is, he felt so uncomfortable, Yaakov Avinu. He did not want to lie. He told him, Ima, I don't want to lie. I'm an Ish Emes. And we know that Emes is the signature of Hashem. He never wants liars. Gemara has a case in Sanhedrin, a story. There was a guy, the city was so authentic that the guy was asked right before Shabbos, what's his wife doing? So she was taking a shower and shampooing her hair. He didn't think it was sneeze to say that. So he lied. And he said she was doing something else. And the Gemara has that the city was punished. Because Emes is the signature of Hashem. But if it's for the sake of Shalom, like the Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal point out from the Rambam, and then the whole Torah is for the ways of Torah, the way of peace. If you only have enough money for candles and Kiddush, you go with the candles. It's Shalom Bayis. So that's the Chiyuv. You know, we have to always take Heterim very limited level. And let's just close with that Gemara in Yuma. With the Pasuk says, Gemara in Yuma, Dafayin Heyam and Av. Quotes a Pasuk in Yuma. Ish Taiga Belev Yasichenu. If you have a worry in your heart, remove it. Machloikis Ravami Ravasi. One says, get it out of your mind. Don't let it bother you. What's the other sheet to say? Yasichenu lacherim. You can talk about it with a wife, your friend. If something's really bothering you, there's a limited heter to speak about the problem. I might engage in some lashon hara, so you don't have to speak about it with 50 friends or 5 friends. You speak about it one person and help you resolve an issue. There's a special heter, but that's a very limited basis. Same thing. If the mechayev's name is Tasha Sheker, on a limited basis, you come up with a table. Okay, let's everyone have a wonderful day. Let's dive in mincha now, and please remember Yalla Yo, and you should keep.